Blog Talk Radio.
I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, going out in sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry, sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
Yeah, go.
Can you hear me?
You are tuned into the best talk show in the North, South, East, and West. This is the largest passenger broadcast of any aircraft of its kind, with over 2 million seated followers worldwide. We are currently flying at an altitude of 32,000 feet above ground. As we descend, you will experience turbulence, excitement, insight, and resolution. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please bring your seats to an upright position. Make sure you fasten your seatbelts and prepare for the landing of your life with talk show impresario Gregory D. Anderson Jr. And once again, thanks for flying with Greg Speaks Live.
You're tuned in to talk shows best in the North, South, East,
West,
worldwide.
Hosted by Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Now buckle up.
You're listening to Greg Speaks Live.
Greg Speaks Live.
You're tuned in to GSL, where Greg Speaks Live. Topics include anger and stress management, relationship development, business spotlight, everyday people, and celebrity profiles. Greg Speaks Live programming allows listeners to step into their purpose by hearing the difference through education, applied knowledge, open communication, and keeping it real. Now let the dialogue begin. It's your host, author, and anger management facilitator, Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
The natives call him the Nubian.
What y'all want?
They got a beer.
No, they ain't got no beer, girl. Don't y'all want some breakfast?
No,
nothing. All right. How y'all feel? I feel good.
You just feel good with a hip fall on her head. Did I feel good,
Mr. Turner? Mrs. Turner, that's a married woman you talked to before.
So when are you going to make another single, Mrs. Turner?
Who knows, you know? There you go.
Thanks. All
right, bye-bye.
Live. I am your host, Gregory D. Anderson Jr. Of course, we have the lovely Matt.
Good afternoon, all.
In the building. Very special guest today is Mr. George Levice. That was a scene of Eat the Cake Anime, that world's famous What Love Got to Do with It. We're going to talk about that. I have one other scene. I know you guys was hearing this dramatization going on, and I wanted to kind of explain what you were hearing. As you listen a little bit further, you recognize that it is What's Love Got to Do with It. And, of course, with that being said, Mr. George Levice is on the line completing his first book, Black Men Versus Black Women, The Internal War.
you can expect a mind-blowing edition that's coming out. He's going to shed all kinds of unmatched light regarding relationships because it's epic, hard-hitting, incredible body of work, all researched within his new book that's going to be expected to come out in 2017. Today, in honor of Domestic Violence Month, GSL, that's Greg Speaks Live, has invited George on to talk about and identify some of the con games, which often lead to the abuse under the guise of love games, manipulations, magical tricks, and relational lies. Now, of course, we should be able to recognize game when it's in your circle. They say recognize game when it's in your face. A game, recognize game. That's right. And so, again, George is definitely on the line, and he's going to be able to help us cut through and uncover some of the good, the bad, and the ugly in relationships by myself. And, of course, the rest of the information I'm going to let George elaborate on. But before we bring you on, George, we're going to go ahead and hit this last, definitely play this last little piece here. You guys are familiar with Madea's film. And that was a scene where the woman was trying to leave. And this is something that happens often as well. And I want you to hear this clip, and we'll come back. And the next voice you will be here will be that voice of George LaVice right here on Greg Speaks Live. We're setting up the scene here. She's sneaking out like most women do.
I don't know why I keep doing this.
It is.
I know when things are good, that when they're good, they're good, right? I'm sorry, Lisa. I love you so much, and I can't. I'm gonna go to counseling. Just don't leave me. Okay, I'm gonna get help. I love leaving you.
I can't do this anymore.
I just said I was sorry.
George, go ahead.
Hey, Greg, how's it going today? Glad to be on your show.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you for joining in. Definitely, as you can see there within that particular scene, there is the apology, the I'm sorry, and that type of thing. And then, I'm gonna leave! And then he goes, he changes his voice. He amps up. And so why is it that you think a lot of people, a lot of women especially, some guys fall for some of the same things, but in particularly women, why do they fall for the apology and wanting to have that sense of feeling needed?
Well, it definitely goes both ways between men and women. But speaking on just women, a lot of people They do believe in love, and they believe in giving people second, third, and fourth chances, even though they put their hands on them, which isn't good. But like in certain movies and in real life as well, you see people that have grown up around that type of environment, and they think that that's just the way it is in the game of love. It's abuses, little abuses, or a lot of abuses is a part of it, you know, so which is a very wrong concept to really believe that that's what you have to deal with trying to be in a relationship. A lot of people I have interviewed for my upcoming book, they talk about, you know, nobody's perfect, and they kind of make excuses for being abused. It's unbelievable. They really try to protect the abuser.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of situations where, you know, like a person, like we kind of spoke on Facebook about people who really don't value themselves or have
right.
To have standards to where they can make these people respect them. And in any way, when they even come across initial traits or behavior, they can recognize that and get out of that before that even starts.
George, it just seems like even with these films, I mean, a lot of people look at these films as entertainment, but these are actual stories in a number of different ways that are taken and actually utilized. People hear, you know, again, we watch these films, we laugh, you know, sometimes you even cry. A great film, a mark of a great film, obviously, is those films that can make you laugh and really engage all those various emotions, as Madeline was saying here. Jasmine Sullivan, In Love with Another Man, that you had suggested and recommended. We're going to play that. But you know what? I'm not going to, as people come on the line, the phone number here is 516-531-9641. You listen to Greg Speaks Live. Our special guest, of course, is George Levias, who is on the line. And we're going to go through the line. Looks like we have a question. Do press 1. Those of you, once you press 1, I will give your area code and the first 3 digits of your phone number, okay, to recognize you. When you hear your area code and the first 3 digits of your phone number, know that it's you that I'm talking with, because I don't want to give you a whole phone number, because obviously if I give you a whole phone number, these podcasts are archived. And people may like your voice and want to call you up, particularly about probably 2 in the morning. It might be an abuser. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to promote that. So definitely, again, your area code and the first 3 digits. So, again, we're going to go to the first caller. We had another caller as well. There are other callers. 832-715. You're on with Greg Speaks Live, Gregory D. Anderson, Jr., Madeline Caller Kirksey, and George Levias. What's your question or comment? Caller, 832-715. You're live. Okay, I'm gonna mute that person. Some people call, but this person is clear. They press the 1, so that means they're wanting to ask the question. And if not, well, we'll continue. But again, with this particular episode, George, you say you've actually embarked upon some type of research, right, as far as with what's for your book, Black Men versus Black Women, correct?
That's correct. What I've done is I'm interviewing 18 people. I have about another 4. To interview, but what I'm doing with this book is going back to the past, coming to the present, and into the future as far as dating between Black men and Black women. In the past, you know, of course, like your grandmother and great grandmother and aunts and uncles, seeing how they interacted with each other back then compared to now is quite different. Of course, like traditional dating is pretty much out of the window. It's just a bunch of craziness going on out there. You know, so anyway, I've been thinking about writing this book for a while, and so I wanted to really kind of really put that there and discuss it. I had read Steve Harvey's book several years ago, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man, which is a really good book. My big book is going to be a little bit more raw and hard-edged than that one. It's going to really, really be out there, so, and I'm not going to pull any punches, you know, it's just the way I am. So we're going to really get into it and hash it out and talk about this hopefully when the book come out, and really talk about the issues, because relationship issues is one of the best topics you can talk about. You know, when I'm sitting at a restaurant or at a bar and I meet some women or whatever, that's the first thing I want to talk about is, why is it a problem with Black men and women dating? Why are Black men dating white women, which is another whole topic that we need to have. So anyway, it's just a great discussion piece.
In the beginning of the show, Greg Speaks Live, I played some clips, and of course, clips from the scene, What's Love Got to Do with It, speak to the manipulation. Now, without you getting so much into your book component, because your book kind of takes on a whole nother dimension and goes even further, I want you to identify some of those manipulating games that are out there. Because, again, there are a lot of women. Again, right now what's really popular, I think Madeline and I discussed, POF, Plenty of Fish. There's several different dating sites that's going on right now. And, I mean, so many of these sites that people are just trying to find, you know, they're trying to find love wherever they can find it. And also to the point they talk about thirst and, you know, folks getting a little thirsty, you know, to the point that where they, you know, jumping here, jumping there, meeting people at gas stations. I mean, you can meet people almost anywhere. And now for justifications, George, on dating off these websites, it's the thing to where, well, this person here I met online and they're going based off the look. I mean, again, I mean, I understand you may want a brother with a six-pack, you know, want a brother with a 6'4", you know, size 13 shoe, bow leg, whatever you want, you know. Oh, I just described myself. Let me stop that. No, let me stop. But what I'm saying is you may want, you know, different, you describe, you know, the person. But, again, it's not just all about the look, because once you get beyond that physical, you still you have to deal with a personality. We're people, and we deal with personalities. How would you address that?
You know, dealing with these social media dating sites, I've seen the good and bad of it. I know some people that have met online or through some of these sites who have gotten married and living very happily. And then I've, you know, heard horror stories about meeting and running into the wrong people to where some physical harm was brought to these people, mostly women. You know, and I know some women who have traveled far to go meet up with a guy they didn't even know and had something horribly wrong done to them. So it's very dangerous to be on some of these sites and just meet somebody you don't know. Now, the manipulation of someone that you're potentially wanting to date or they want to date you, first of all, it starts with the mouthpiece, and that goes for both men and women. You got men that have a great mouthpiece on them, and you have a woman that can have the same thing. So you have somebody that's a smooth talker or a slick talker that could really get somebody going and tell them this and tell them that, everything they want to hear. And so they kind of open their doors and to this person and let them in. And so And part of the problem is these people, strangely or not, want to be kind of just told what they want to hear, and they fall for anything pretty much because they're looking at how a person looks or how they built or if they're riding in a certain car or have a house or how they're living a lifestyle. And so normally, like in that song by Jasmine Sullivan, you know, she says, if I was sane, I wouldn't normally do this. So sometimes your mind can, like, or your thoughts can just go out the window and you just wing it and go with this person and, you know, and try it out. But sometimes the manipulator don't really have to manipulate that much. It's the person that's willing to open their doors and kind of fall for it.
It's a lot of that going on. But at the same time, though, George, I hear you talking about the online people. I've heard somebody say, well, you can meet somebody at the gas station. Right. It's the same thing. But it's almost like the justification to say, well, if I date online, that person could be crazy. Meet somebody at the gas station, or that person could be crazy as well. Stalkers. So women run into several different things. I mean, I know a brother who, of course, he's no longer with us, God bless him. But he had like six different restraining orders in six different states on different women, because these women were stalking him. They was trying to get a hold of him. I mean, he would date them or whatnot, but they wanted to go further. But he wanted to keep it on a date level. But I don't know if he told me all of the story, because sometimes people, they tell you their story.
Right.
But they're not telling you the other person's story, because they say the three stories, right?
Right.
You got that person's story, the other person's story, and the actual story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But anyway, we'll go to these phone lines and get at Jasmine Sullivan. We'll get into that line.
Press 1 if you're on the line. It is 516. You're listening to Greg Speaks Live, 516-531-9641. We're talking with George Levice. He's the author of the book Black Men versus Black Women, The Internal War. Okay, expected to be released in 2017. It's going to be a hard-hitting, no-holds-barred type book. And, of course, I'm seeing a phone number again. We're going to go to you one more time. There's a phone number, 832-715 prefix. I'm going to bring you in. Can you hear? 832-715. You're on with Greg Speaks. Are you there? Okay, I hear you. You're breathing. Sniffing. Okay, I guess you're this person I want to talk. So we're going to mute that party. Okay, area code 281-740. You're on live with Greg Speaks. What's your question or comment? Area code 281-740. You're live. Okay. So some of these parties obviously are listening. Don't press the 1 if you're just going to listen. All right? And, of course, George, you mentioned that the Jasmine Sullivan song. Were you talking about In Love with Another Man, that particular one?
Yes, yes. That song, she's saying that she's in love with another man, but she's already involved in a relationship with this guy who she says that treats her right, treat her exactly like a woman should be treated, a good man. But she's, I guess, what we call a side piece. She has a side piece that don't treat her right. She actually acknowledges in the song. Like she says, she speaks of, like, not being in her right mind making this decision or why she's even doing this, and she's actually telling the guy in the song that she's involved with, as far as a boyfriend, to go find a woman that is worth his while, you know, that'll treat him like he need to be treated, because she's failing to do that or don't want to do it. She want to be with this no good guy. So, you know, I'd like to hear, you know, from some women. I done talked to some women already about this certain situation. And some of the callers that could call in and explain why a woman would want to be with a guy like that. Because a lot of women say, I want to find me a good man. I hear that all the time. But it's a lot of women, in actuality, don't want a good man. They don't want a man to get up and go to work and provide like he's supposed to. And it's normal life. It's not like this club life where you going out, turning up in the club, bottle service, you know, just wasting a bunch of money. I'm talking about real life. And a lot of people get confused with what real life is. It's not going out, partying all the time, doing all this. It's responsibilities, you know, and being there and loving each other. So, that's what, you know, that song kind of entails, and it's a very good song, and I'm glad whoever wrote that song, and she delivered it perfectly.
Well, oh, absolutely. So, Madeline, let's get a female perspective. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't know if they're not looking for a good man, because the bottom line is this. People only can receive what they know. You know what I'm saying? They may be looking for a good man in their mindset, because each person is different. And then loneliness is a demon. People will accept just about anything to stay from being lonely.
Yeah.
And a lot of women go through that. You know for a fact, if you don't have a baby at a certain age, if you're not married at a certain age, for most women, you looked upon, you know, badly. You know, you're not looked upon right. So, you know, you take that to heart. And so you just kind of settle for whatever, most women. Now, I'm not that woman, because my auntie always told us don't take no wooden nickels. So I'm always looking for counterfeit. But I think they might be looking for love. It's just their concept of love. And everybody look at it differently. And it goes by your worth most of the time. So you accept what you think you're worth. A woman that knows her integrity and knows her worth, she's not going to settle for anything less. She'll wait. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really sure that they're not looking for that. I just believe that that's what they end up with, because they're lonely and they don't want to be left out.
Loneliness seems like, though, too, George, it can have people make decisions that are compulsive. that are just random, just out of the fact, like as Madeline was saying here, that you're lonely. And that loneliness, like I said, idle mind is the devil's workshop. That's when he's, you know, quite busy. You start just making up things to do, improvising, and then that's when you end up probably running into that cat. That's definitely not the right one.
Yeah, I agree. Loneliness can definitely kind of alter someone's judgment. But in the end, you know, you don't want to put yourself with someone who could potentially abuse you. You don't want to miss those signals or misuse you. You know, there's physical abuse, there's mental abuse, there's financial abuse, and one might not have heard it, but I think it's spiritual abuse. Because and what I mean by that is I didn't see a lot of things. I didn't see a lot of things. I know this this preacher who you know, a lot of people put faith in their spiritual leaders. And anyway, this man and this lady let this man in their home, and you know, coming by for dinner and talking to him and everything. He ended up sleeping with the man's wife and ended up got her pregnant. And so anyway, I was talking to this guy, and so he not only felt mentally abused and emotionally abused, but he felt spiritually abused because he had such faith in this guy as a spiritual leader. He trusted him being around his wife and his family, and he let him down. Anyway, he was questioning, you know, his spiritual being at the time, and you know, so you know, it's really sad, you know, in all situations, but that's one that's really way below the line.
Yeah.
Well, that person put their trust in the wrong person. As Greg said, it's supposed to be in the Lord, not that man. That was the biggest issue.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest issue. But what I did want to say is what I've come across with a lot of women is they see the signs, most women. See the signs, but for some reason we think we could change them. So I think that's a big, big issue. People see the sign, and they just believe that, oh, that's something simple. Like you said, nobody's perfect. I could change that person. So I think that's one of the biggest things. So do you agree upon that or not?
I do. But, you know, the thing about a lot of situations, you're taking on what I call a project as far as working on someone, but in the end, they're going to be who they are. Just like a leopard can't change its spots, they are what they are. And so it's just like, you know, I've been divorced for 3 years, and being back on the dating scene, let me tell you, is a real trip. So the first thing I do is maybe throwing out to dinner and, you know, talk and discuss and kind of see where this person's mind and thoughts are at, and kind of get a sense of, you know, what's going on with this person. You know, I don't care how good they look or how fine they are or whatever. If they showing me some signs of craziness or just, you know, something ain't right, I'm gone. I'm not sticking around trying to work with this person because they're telling me exactly who they are. And so why should I try to go ahead and change this person?
George, but what are some signs of crazy, though? How would you identify the crazy?
Okay, you know, a lot of, I ain't going to just say women, men and women. You know, as far as dealing with this one particular situation, this woman was married, and she had been in an abusive marriage. And a lot of people carry baggage, both emotionally and mentally. Okay, so, you know, as I was speaking to this person over several dates, and started dating her a little bit. Her baggage got in the way of us really kind of getting close. And that's a really, you know, and that's a lot of situations. You know, you're carrying baggage from an old relationship or a previous relationship, and you're actually putting these things on this other person that you're starting to date, which isn't his or her fault. So if they're having to deal with some situations and mindsets and moodiness or just, you know, dealing with things that normally a relationship that's starting off with normally don't have. So anyway, actually, I thought this person needed to be on some medication because of the way she was acting. And I actually told her that. You know how I am, Greg. I'm going to just tell it just like it is. But she thought I was, you know, being funny. I said, no, I'm not playing. I said, you've been through a lot. I said, you need to go talk to somebody. Seriously. I mean, I'm not being funny, but you need to go talk to somebody. You got some stuff, you know. Actually, the dude threw her down the staircase when she was pregnant, with one of her children. I mean, it was a very abusive relationship, and, I thank God she came out of it, kind of okay, because sometimes it don't end well.
Right. Well, you know what? That's what happens when you're dating Mr. Wrong. We're gonna take a little break. This is Mary J. Blige right here on Greg Speaks Live. We'll go to the phone lines after this. And, of course, please, when I call your number, of course, your number is the area code and the first three digits of your number, that will be you. So I heard a couple people breathing, and someone has a question up, but they were just breathing on the line. So, again, the number is 516-531-9641. 516-531-9641. Press 1 if you have a question. If you don't have a question, you're just listening. The number of people listening, that's fine. Don't press 1 if you just want to listen. But press 1 only if you want to ask a question. Okay? 516-531-9641. I'm your host, Gregory D. Anderson, Jr., with Madeline.
Kirksey.
There it is. And we also have George Levice, author of Black Men versus Black Women, The Eternal War, on the line. Our topic for today, of course, we're dealing with not just George's book subject. We're dealing with identifying con game. If you have a relationship, George and us, we're discussing this. You're welcome to weigh in on the discussion. And we'll get right here into Mary J. Blige. Mr. Rome on Greg Speaks Live.
Turn the lights on.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Yeah.
back to Greg Speaks Live here. And we were talking about Mr. Wrong here. And the whole Mr. Wrong, Matt Battle and I was going back and forth here. And the conversation is that when you meet somebody initially, whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, it works both ways. It has a lot to do with you're having fun, mm-hmm. you're talking, and that the person likes that personality. They like that light in you. But then all of a sudden, later on in that relationship, they see you talking to somebody else with that same personality. It's almost like they feel that you're taking something away from them. And I feel like you're just being yourself. And I think that is definitely an issue.
It's a sign. I've been there, so I do understand that. And that is some signs, because that's a control issue. Because in relationship, you're supposed to trust. And if you can't trust that person, that's my biggest thing. If I can't trust you, it's just forget it. You know, I don't care how fine you are, how good you look, how much money you have in the bank. If I can't trust you, if I can't go to work and I can concentrate on my job or whatever, we have a problem. So for someone to, you can't tell someone where Burger King is without them getting upset, that's a problem.
Yeah. You said you had a situation, too, yeah. where somebody was clocking you.
Yes. They would put, when I go to Kroger's, or, you know, I could be going anywhere, but they would touch the mileage. I don't even know how it's done, but, you know, it's down to zero. So they change it to zero so they can know where I was. And so I just went to Kroger's. No, you didn't go to Kroger's, because Kroger's is 2-point-something miles from here, and you went such and such. I'm like, what?
It's like that movie, man. What kind of happened to that?
I've had that happen many times. Well, just that one time, because I figured it out once I knew he did it. So I said, okay, I'm going to switch it. Click it, click it, click it.
You have to leave people like that alone.
Yeah,
real quick. George, have you had a situation like that where, you know, you were clocked, or, you know, the woman had a problem with you talking with someone?
No, not, you know, like somebody checking my mileage or have some gadget on my phone where they could track you or follow you or listen to whatever you're saying or text messages.
Oh,
but I have had somebody do drive-bys by my house checking,
uh-huh.
you know, to see if I had somebody there. So, yeah, I've had some situations like that. But people like that definitely have control issues and trust issues. But like Madeline was saying, if you can't trust somebody, you don't need to be with them. I mean, because trust is, and communication is everything. Anyway, you know, going back to that song, Being in Love with Mr. Wrong, which is kind of like the same
thing.
Yeah. So like that song with Jasmine Sullivan, she's in love with the other man, which is a guy that ain't treating her right. So, again, what type of person would want to be treated like that and profess they in love with this person and being dogged out, abused, and talked to crazy? But, you know, it's that song, I remember when that song came out by Mary J. Blige. It stayed in the top 10 for almost 2 months. A lot of people were still in that song. So,
The side piece song
is popular
now. Yeah,
I
think that is insane.
Yeah.
Oh,
the side piece song.
Yeah, that's insane.
I got a story about a side piece issue.
Okay.
Not me. Not me. But anyway, I'm afraid about it. Now this guy, he's married, and anyway, his wife had, well, he didn't know it. Of course, he was, it'd be the last one to know. But anyway, she had a side piece, and she was messing with this guy. And he was abusing her. The side piece was abusing her. And so anyway, she started messing with another side piece. She had an extra side piece that the first side piece found out about and started abusing her even more. And really beat her up really bad one time and sent her to the emergency room. So, of course, the police was called, and the first person they're going to call is her husband,
right?
Which they did. He came up there and was wondering what was going on. So she couldn't hide the two black eyes and the broken jaw and all that. So she had to, but she came and gave him an excuse or whatever. Somebody just jumped on and beat her up. But anyway, he had took her phone, her purse, and brought it home. And so when he went through her phone, he saw all the crazy text messages from both side pieces.
Man.
And so that's how it unfolded. And he found out that she with two side pieces, and the one of the, like say, the first side piece she was with was the one that was abusing her. But anyway, it's just, you know, that's crazy.
Wow, so all the evidence, usually, you know what, too? That's when you talk about identifying signs, the phone is always going to speak the truth.
Yeah.
If you go to check a phone and that type of thing, if you look through a phone, text messages, calls, whatever, usually is always going to speak volumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then one red flag automatically, if you talking with someone and they all of a sudden can't talk at a specific time. I'm not saying that, you know, because you're in a graveyard or whatever, you know, whatever your situation, you want to cut your phone off, you want to get your rest. But if it's every night that I can't talk with you, that's a sign. And so that needs to be looked into. I'm not saying if you don't trust the person, as George was saying, you probably should let them go anyway. Let's go to these phone lines real quick. We have an area code, 832-574. You're on with Greg Speaks Live. You have a question or comment?
Hey, everybody, I'm Alyssa Jackson, and I just want to let you know this show is good so far. I mean, yeah, I had a whole bunch of questions through the first scene, the second scene, and even the song. But, you know, I think that it's kind of awesome some of the things that you all were saying, that some of the things that you should notice, you know, those signs, if it don't feel right, then don't go with it. Back away from it, run fast as you can. But the question that I had was, like, even when you notice, because a lot of times when you meet somebody, they always bring that representative, right?
Yeah.
So they're on their P's and Q's, you know, they're acting like, you know, everything you like, they like, they into everything you're into. You know, you understand that we're not the same people, so you can't be totally into everything that I'm into. So that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you should notice right away. And you have to understand that Mr. Wrong come prepared. He come prepared to play. He see you physically, and he just like, ooh, I'm about to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To gain whatever it is I'm hoping to gain. So my question is that how long do you give a person when you meet them to establish if it's that representative or if that's the type of person that they are? Is there a certain time limit? Is it according to their actions? I mean, what is it that you should go by? Can any one of you all answer that?
George?
Well,
yeah, George,
you know,
I'm
normally,
ready for you.
Are you ready for me? Okay.
I'm ready for you, George.
All right. Well, you know, normally, like I said, I've been single, for 3 years. And so normally when I meet somebody, especially somebody I don't know, not from my hometown or somebody I don't know at all, I normally go out on a series of dates with them and kind of talk to them, find out where they're at, and I have some questions that I ask, because a lot of people don't ask a lot of questions. And
right.
So from those answers, you can kind of tell a lot about a person, how their thoughts, and you ask about their family, their relationships that they didn't have previously. You know, first thing I'll ask somebody is, why are you single? I can tell them exactly why I'm single. I'm going to tell the truth. So I want to know, why are you single? You're a nice-looking woman, very, very good, you know, nice shape or whatever. Seem to have a nice personality. So why are you single? Why aren't you with somebody or married or whatever? So anyway, you know, actually, you'd be surprised. As far as women, they'll be honest with you and tell you. Now, a guy, on the other hand, you gotta women gotta be very careful. This guy might be married or have like 5, 6, 7 women on their plate they dealing with. And so you gotta kinda fill out this person a little bit. I think women should fill out guys a little bit longer than men to women before they, you know, open up and start being with this person, start being intimate with this person and bring them around their kids or their family. You got to kind of really feel them out and maybe even invite them to bring a friend along to talk with both of them, you know, because their friends can kind of, you know, clue me in on some things. Yeah, you know, pick up on some things. So I believe in, like, when I go out with a person, they bring a friend, you know, your girlfriend or whatever. Because, you know, I'll be talking to both of them because birds of a feather flock together.
That's it.
That's right.
So,
sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of times. Because I can get a sense, if she's not being honest, maybe her friend will be. And I'll be talking to her because, so I kind of get a sense of who she's hanging with and what she likes to do. And also, like I was talking to my brother, you know, I can tell a lot about a person by the type of music they listen to as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if mm-hmm. you jump in somebody's car and they got on some Kevin Gates or one of these other rappers these days, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, just unfiltered, talking about everything. I mean, sexually, everything. And so I like love songs. I always have. I mean, so that's who I am. I like a good, well-written song about love, relationships, or whatever.
Something that can make it do wrong. Make it do wrong. Anyway, stop that. Get Alicia's here. Hey, just real quick, y'all. I gotta say this real quick. The lines are filled with calls. You guys, don't be afraid to press that one if you want to join in the conversation. Area code 516-531-9641 is the call-in number. 516-531-9641. Today's Greg Speaks Live is being brought to you by Texas Anger Managers. If you are angry or you know someone that's having fits of rage, have them visit www.texasangermanagers.com or call 832-329-7148. Again, that's 832-329-7148. It can make a difference. You listen to Greg Speaks Live. Special guest is George Levias. And, of course, just recently on the line, Alicia. That was your question, Alicia? That was a great question.
Mm. Yes, Alicia? It was. And I think, I guess it's one that you can't really give an answer to because there is no certain time limit. You do have to kind of just watch how that person is.
Right.
Because you may meet somebody and y'all can hit it right off. You know, one thing I like to always tell people is that I'm not going to like everything you like, but I don't have a problem with you liking what you like because a person has to have their own identity, and that's one of the ways that you can tell is if their emotions are intact. Because if you're not trying to be everything that I am, then you're okay because you will know who you are. And that's something that a person has to establish with themselves. And unfortunately, that comes with experience and maturity. You know, that's not something that, you know, a person just holds. You have to go through something in order to understand where you need to be. And a lot of people went through some stuff, and they haven't quite found their niche. So they're seeking behind that loneliness because it is a great thing being alone. And sometimes it's just that physical desire that you want to get out. You know, you just want to be, you want to have that feel, you know, that physical connection. And the only way you can have that is if you meet somebody. So you might jump up into it pretty fast, not really even knowing what that person is or what they could possibly be. But I would just encourage everybody, don't jump so fast. Just sit and look. Sit and look and listen.
That's right. Well, hey, we definitely appreciate that call, Alicia. And basically, if you guys just tune in to Greg Speaks Live, George Levias is on the line. Of course, we're down to the last few minutes of the show. We're going to push it just a little bit. Because this is a hot topic. Those of you who are on the line right now, I got a list of you that's just on the line. You see all these people here? Okay, what you can do is, of course, I can call your number. Press 1. If you press 1, that'll give me a question mark. And the question mark lets me know that you have a question that you have to ask. And I'm going to go back to this call here once more, 832-715. Did you have a question or comment? 832-715. Do you have a question or comment? Okay, that's dead silence. We're going to go back. We're going to mute that party. Again, press 1 if you have a question. Of course, what we're going to do, let's go ahead and go. We're going to get into a quick song here. I know you wanted to hear that Jasmine Sullivan. We're going to get into a little of that, but we're going to segue into it. This is One Way. Don't Fight the Feeling. How about that? It's love.
We'll be right back.
Jasmine Sullivan. In love.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah. I just don't know how I'm gonna tell him.
Well, you know if you need me come in there, I got your back, right?
I have to do this on my own.
You sure? Okay.
I think this is an ironic scene here. She says she has to do this on her own. He's big bad, man. You need me to go in there with you?
Right.
So that's kind of like the beginning of the scene. With some of the YouTube videos, you can go directly into the song. But of course, this was a little sketch in the beginning of that, of this Jasmine Sullivan track. In love with another woman. Is that right, George?
In love with another man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm glad you could.
If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me. And I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him. And if I was sane, there'd be no competition. But I'm in love with someone else. And I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in love with another man. And I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right, give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright. And I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, baby. What I did to you, baby. Oh, yeah. I can't explain why it's him and not you. But at the end of the day, baby, I just don't want to. 'Cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body. And sometimes they don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when I'm with him, hey, when I'm with him, ain't nobody else like it. Oh, and I'm so sorry, baby, that I had to do this to you. But I can't go pretending, 'cause I love him, I love him, and I'm so sorry.
Like
you, George, to give us at least maybe you give a couple points about identifying these games, these con games, and then we'll each throw in something that we can leave the audience with.
Well, like you were saying before, you know, people who can't answer the phone in front of you or turn their phone off, completely off, when they around you or don't want to be seen out in public with you or out in like a restaurant or, you know, at an event or whatever, that gives you a sign that, you know, they're hiding you from somebody or hiding something from you. And, you know, you can tell if a person is all in as far as a relationship or they're holding back, they're not really giving their all in a relationship. They're just kind of in it to get something out of it for the moment and move on. And, you know, like I said, some people allow themselves to be gamed. They already know by certain signs and how this person acts, they're not on up and up. But, you know, just like in that song with Jasmine Sullivan, you know, person not right, you know, and she even found somebody that did treat her right. And I know Madeline was saying, you know, most women still want a good man or whatever, and that's good to hear. But it's a lot of them that don't know how to value a good man, just like it's men that don't know how to value a good woman, you know, because it goes both ways. So, you know, in this game of love, which I deal with that in that book, and matter of fact, Madeline, when I have you on the line, you were talking about that song Side Piece. I have a whole chapter devoted to Side Piece. Side pieces.
Okay, so, George, for those who don't know what a side piece is, you know, obviously, I do know that most people probably know it, but what's the definition of a side piece?
Well, a side piece is, you know, you're in a relationship or marriage or, you know, but you have another woman or like a woman might have another man on the side, you know, that their person they go to have a fling or go out and do something behind their husband or wife's back or girlfriend back or boyfriend back. And so, you know, right. So that's a side piece, you know, and they happy to play their role sometimes. Sometimes the side piece might act up and break up your marriage or break up your relationship. So, like I said, I didn't interview some side pieces for my book. And their thoughts and their experiences with being a side piece and dealing with being with somebody else who's in a relationship and they can't have them for their own. But some people are glad to play their role as a side piece. You know, they, you know, happy with having a part-time man or a part-time woman.
Well, on a part-time
nut. That's right. On
that I can't do part-time. Full time
or no
time.
I hear you.
You want to? You have anything to add to that? I think George kind of.
You pretty much touched it, but for me, you know, it always ends up biblical for me because I always pray for a spirit of discernment. It's understanding that God will reveal things rather quickly if you pray about it. So that's helped me a lot in my maturing days. Because, like I said, everybody play the fool sometimes. But, you know, once you get older and you learn to pray about things, God will reveal things. And the Word of God said that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you find someone that's unstable, you better check them because that means they have two faces. You might want to change your course. That's not the person for you. So pretty much value yourself is extremely important.
Right.
Once you know who you are completely in Christ and understanding that you are worth, you know, more than being a side piece. Because I do have some people that I know that are a side piece, but it's extremely important to understand that it's okay to be alone until you get it right. Because I'd rather have a long life of happiness than a few minutes of, you know, joy. That's pretty much it for me.
George, you was on there. Definitely appreciate you, sir, coming on the Greg Speaks Live to share some stuff. We'll definitely have to have you back on. And especially, I know you're right now in deep research with your book. That's Black Men versus Black Women, The Internal War.
I'm sure I can't wait to read it and to check that out. So, again, George, we appreciate it. You have any final comments?
Being on the show. I say I appreciate being on the show.
Oh, absolutely, George, definitely. Definitely appreciate having you. Well, again, have you been listening to Greg Speaks Live? Of course, I'm your host, Gregory D. Anderson, Jr.
And Madeline Kirksey.
And, of course, George was our special guest today, Mr. George Levis. And I'm going to go ahead and close out. And as I close out, we're going to close out with a little Lauryn Hill call, X Factor, which is a really good song that deals with a lot of these components that we just discussed. But I'm going to go ahead and close out. But a relationship is not supposed to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be, you know, you shouldn't want to sit in your car versus going in a house.
Right.
Going or being with the person that you claim to love or the person that claims to love you.
Right.
So you should love yourself enough to dismiss a person.
Right.
You know what I mean? To basically cancel their policy if you have to. That's loving you, loving that man or that woman in the mirror enough to not put up with a bunch of foolishness.
Right.
And you don't have to. And again, whatever you do, live each day as if it was the last, because it could very well be. I'm Gregory D. Anderson, Jr. Until next time, Greg Speaks Live. Every Saturday, 2 p.m.
tuned in to GSL, where Greg speaks live. Topics include anger and stress management, relationship development, business spotlight, everyday people, and celebrity profiles. Greg Speaks Live programming allows listeners to step into their purpose by hearing the difference through education, applied knowledge, open communication, and keeping it real. Now let the dialogue begin. It's your host, author, and anger management facilitator, Gregory D. Anderson, Jr.
The natives call him the Nubian.